Lady Windermere's Fan by Oscar Wilde. Act 1. The morning room of Lord Windermere's house in Carlton House Terrace, London.
Is your ladyship at home this afternoon?
Yes. Who has called?
Lord Darlington, m'lady.
Show him up. And I'm at home to anyone who calls.
Yes, m'lady.
It's best for me to see him before tonight. I'm glad he's come.
Lord Darlington.
How do you do, Lady Windermere?
How do you do, Lord Darlington? No, I can't shake hands with you. My hands are all wet with these roses. Aren't they lovely? They came up from Selby this morning.
They are quite perfect. And what a wonderful fan. May I look at it?
Oh, do. Pretty, isn't it? It's got my name on it and everything. It's my husband's birthday present to me. You know today is my birthday.
No, is it really?
Yes, I'm of age today. Quite an important day in my life, isn't it? That is why I'm giving this party tonight. Do sit down.
I wish I had known it was your birthday, Lady Windermere. I would have covered the whole street in front of your house with flowers for you to walk on. They are made for you.
Lord Darlington, you annoyed me last night at the Foreign Office. I'm afraid you're going to annoy me again.
I, Lady Windermere?
Ah, tea. Put it there, Parker. That will do. Won't you come over, Lord Darlington?
I am quite miserable, Lady Windermere. You must tell me what I did.
Well, you kept paying me elaborate compliments the whole evening.
Ah, nowadays we are all of us so hard up that the only pleasant things to pay are compliments. They're the only things we can pay.
No, I'm talking very seriously.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?